Back here on the Mighty 690 at 914, we will get to Open Line here in just a few minutes, but we have our usual Friday guest here in the form of Mr. Keith Beaumont from Sun Group Real Estate Appraisals and Auctions. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. How are you doing, James?
Doing well. Good to have you on the program. Always look forward to talking with you. And we have some auctions coming up. Is that right?
Yes, we do. First of all, I guess I'll mention that we had our land auction yesterday that I've been talking on here about.
Oh, yeah.
That was 161 acres with a barn dominium on it. Everything went real well on that auction. We had a great turnout, both with live bidders and also the online bidders, and that sold real well. And so we're another auction that we're proud of, and it went real well. So anyways, just to keep everyone updated on that, because I've been talking about that. Also, this listing I got here in Fredonia, I'll mention it real quick. It's the Eagle's Nest here in town. This has got 10 different rooms with it. If someone's looking for a business opportunity here in Fredonia, this would be one to look at. This place has been well-maintained, and they've done a lot to it over the years that they've owned it. They're simply selling it because they're moving on. They're building a house in the country, and they're moving on. Nothing that's driving them out of it other than they're just moving on to other things. So, again, a great little business opportunity there. If you need a little bit more information, just give me a call, or you can get on our website and look at that, sungrouprealestate.com. Along with the other auctions that we have coming up, we have our next auction is going to be Saturday, June the 17th. It's going to start at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'll briefly cover a few things that's going to be there. And we're going to have a 2002 Chevy Tahoe that'll be in there. It's got 190,000 miles. There's a little Kubota tractor. This is a BX 2350 four-wheel drive tractor. That's to give you a picture. If you don't know this, that size don't mean much to you. And it's kind of like a supersized lawnmower almost, but a small tractor. It's got a bucket on it, of course, the deck under so you can mow. Super handy, especially if you're mowing and taking care of a decent-sized property. If you got a few acres that you're taking care of, it'd be real handy for something like that. We've got a Kawasaki Fuller 250. It's one of them Bayous. We also got a Stalker stock trailer. It's a 16-footer. It's a gooseneck. Got a nice little utility trailer. It does need a floor. The floor ain't the best shape in it, but as far as the frame, it's good and solid. It's big, strong frame, not one of those cheaper-built ones, but a better-built one. Guys, we've got air compressors. We also have a generator. There's some hand tools, pipe vise. There's one of them sprayers. I believe it's, I don't remember if that's a Craftsman's or what, but it was one of those that you can put in a 5-gallon bucket and do some serious spraying with. It's got the big wand and everything like that with it. So, in lawn and garden, we've got a Troy built tiller. Also got the 3-point rodeo tiller that goes, rototiller that would go behind the tractor that you could till a garden with your PTO shaft. That's in there. That one's not real old. I think they bought that about the time they bought the tractor, and that's a newer tractor. I guess I don't know the exact year of that, but it's a newer model. So both of those are newer models, I guess. Got a real nice oversized deep freeze that's going to be in it, nice washer and dryer set, brand-new Whirlpool microwave. It's one of those great big ones. Also got the Whirlpool French door refrigerator, real nice and spacious. It's got those pull-out doors on the bottom for the freezer and all that. Bar stools, some old antique furniture that's going to be in it. We have a dog run, grill, tables, some old Ford tailgates that they were using for decorative stuff outside. Some of those old antique milk jugs. And then we've got a lot of panels, both the galvanized and the big piping panels. Yeah, I mean, there's just kind of an array of everything, just kind of like it is in a lot of auctions. Anyways, again, you can get on the website and check that out if you'd like. Also, you can get on Facebook if you want, and you can go to Keith Beaumont Realtor /auctioneer-Sungroup Inc. That on there, I've got probably the most pictures. I think I'm just allowed to get about as many amount of pictures as I can on there. So that's probably where you see most everything on that.
Yeah, you kind of max it out. You usually put a lot up there.
Yeah. I try to get everything on there to give everyone a good idea of what they're looking at and what they're going to be coming to if they decide to come to the auction. So I think it's kind of helpful to everyone. And we got a lot of sell bills scattered out too, so you may see those whenever you're out and about. But if you need one, if you just want a sell bill, some people just want those, just feel free to stop by the office here in Fredonia. If you don't find them out there on your travels, we can give you one here at our office, just right downtown on the square here in Fredonia. Or if you want us to mail you one or even email, let us know. We can get it to you that way. So,
excellent. Well, very good. You know, another thing, and you mentioned, of course, real estate auctions here, and I wondered if you could maybe just go into a few of the details on perhaps what's the difference between a real estate auction and then kind of like our normal auctions that we associate, you know, like personal property and that sort of thing. Are there any differences in that?
Well, there is. Personal property auctions and real estate auctions are a lot different, obviously, because you're selling the actual property, and there's a whole process to that, and you have to be a licensed agent to do stuff like that. So there's a lot that is different about it. Now, a lot of the method of selling it, now we still do those live or online or both, a hybrid auction, just like we just did this last auction we did. We call it a hybrid auction because we're bringing together the live auction and the online bidders together. And how that looks is that if you're an online bidder, we have a camera that's going on. So if you're online, you can hear all the opening announcements and the auctioneer as we go through the bidding process. So and it's kind of a unique way because, you know, and because some of these auctions, and we do them this way too, some of them just an online auction and some of them just a live auction. But one that we seem to do a lot of is that hybrid auction, bringing all those together. So, but I mean, as far as calling out bids and doing and selling something, it's a lot similar to selling any kind of personal property item or anything like that. Now, personal property, and depending on what size of stuff it is, you know, we like to keep things rolling in personal property auctions, especially on small stuff. You know, with a lot of stuff we got to get through on tables, we'll move through that pretty quick. And then as you get into personal property stuff, like the larger stuff, you know, you get into tractors and vehicles and trailers and stuff like that. You know, it always slows down a little bit. There's a little bit more money being spent. People may need just a little bit more time to think about that. So, you know, usually typically it slows down the bigger the item is. So that's no different than when it comes to real estate. When you're selling something that's worth hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, even for example, you know, you're going to have to slow down a little bit. You're not going to race right through it like you would if you're selling, you know, small items such as tools and miscellaneous stuff on tables when you're kind of marching through that stuff and keeping it rolling. So there's a little bit difference in the method and the style of selling, I would say, but at the same time, a lot of things are still the same, so still kind of the same process. You know, real estate auctions are really kind of a neat way of selling your property in an effective way, too, and it's both intense and fast in a way of selling your piece of property. Live auctions are conducted, you know, at a public sale through Oprah Live Bidding, like I was explaining, you know, which we can do that, for example, if we were doing, we could do it right here in our office in Fredonia. We have the space and the capabilities now. We're set up for that where we can actually do those auctions here. And how that would work, if it's some land, instead of being out there on site on that land, we can bring everyone here in a comfortable environment and do it right in here. We have a big screen TV that we can put all of our pictures, our maps, just things that we need to cover and go over about the property. And of course, we've got plenty of seating and enough room to handle a real nice crowd. So, and that's what's typically done in a lot of these auctions is they're not necessarily done on site. Now, not to say that they're not, because we've certainly done our fair share that's actually been on site. But a lot of time it works out that it's a lot more convenient and nicer to do that in a controlled environment.
Yeah, I could definitely see that, you know, if you have a you know, prairie or, you know, pasture, that sort of thing, where, you know, there's not even really space to set up and, you know, be standing in some tall grass or whatnot. But I'm sure with a lot of houses and that sort of thing, you can kind of combine, like, maybe do you do, like, an open house maybe, like, a few hours before the actual auction will start, or maybe even an open house on, like, a separate day, but at least so that people could maybe come and look at the property, you know, in person before you begin the actual auction?
Yeah, yep, nope, that's a good question, and yeah, you're right, that's exactly what we do. So we usually, depending on what it is and how we need to do it, but we'll usually have it open where someone can call and set up an appointment. We can take them out there and show them what we're going to be auctioning so they have an idea. I have done it, too, also, where I've had an open house, maybe like a couple few days before the auction or a week before the auction, just to let everyone, you know, stop in, check it out, so they kind of know what they're bidding on the day of the sale. Now, the day of the sale, you know, we're usually there pretty early. You know, we're there 2.5, you know, hours early or something like that. And we'll get the house, if there's a house involved, you know, or other improvements, we'll have those things unlocked and opened up so everyone can go ahead and have another kind of walkthrough before the sale. Because we certainly want everyone to get the full perspective of what they're looking at and what they're buying. And, you know, so we're very open about working out how do you get in there. So, I mean, some people can't make the date of the open house, too. So, again, it's not like if you miss the open house that you can't get in, because you can. You just got to get a hold of us. But it's nice to plan that kind of on one certain day so everyone can get in and take a look at it. And property is a little bit different. You know, when there's no improvements, I mean, you're looking at the land and the space out there. So normally not so much an open house, but more by appointment. And, you know, then we kind of figure out how you need to get around and look at that. Some people are got the capabilities of getting themselves around a property. And then a lot of times, you know, we go out there and assist with that and help take people around. We've got a nice enclosed buggy with AC and heat in it in the wintertime that we can buzz around on a place and set several people comfortably and as we look at property. So that's kind of how that looks, you know, as far as building up to the auction and kind of how that process works is the auction and everything. So there's there's a few other little things, you know, in there. And if someone's wanting some more details because they're perhaps thinking about doing an auction or you know, they've poked around the idea of it, you know, if you have any questions on that, just give me a call. Same thing in real estate. If you have any questions with any of that, just give me a call. You know, maybe it's just a little advice to help you out, you know. You're not obligated to stay with me if we meet, or it doesn't cost anything either. So anyways, if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. You can reach me at my cell phone at 316-680-5131, and I'd be happy to talk to anyone if you have any questions on this stuff, guys.
All right. Well, we do appreciate it, Keith, and always good to get some of your wisdom and knowledge, and I know you're a great resource for folks. So thanks again for coming on, and appreciate you coming by, and looking forward to chatting again here next week.
Thanks, James. We'll see you next Friday.
All right. That sounds good. That's Mr. Keith Beaumont from Sun Group, and they take care of your real estate appraisals and auctions, and we do appreciate him coming on here every Friday at 9:10. And, hey, open line just a couple of minutes away, so keep it here.